This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
An awesome, humbling morning, and I want to just check in again with Major Paul Spencer. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Yeah?
I feel better than I sound.
Yeah, what's going on? You've been yelling at too many
people?
I've
been talking way too much, so my husband tells me, but that's this time of year with everybody that we see and meet and greet. Just kind of goes with the territory.
So what, like, first of all, are you ready for Christmas? Like, are you ready?
Yeah.
Like, both professionally and personally?
Always ready? Yes. Is there a few things that I have to do? Of course there is. But, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so I want to make sure that I'm ready for my family as well. So,
I am. Is a Christmas dinner as big a deal as, like, Thanksgiving, or is it more just, like, being together for the full day? Like, how does that work for you?
No, Christmas dinner is a big deal. I have one of my sons likes to cook. He likes to bake and such, so I don't have to do it all myself. So it's wonderful. So we get in the kitchen and...
It doesn't work in my family. Like, I always think of things doing together will be joyous and fun, and that's not the case in my house, but maybe in yours it must be fun to be in...
It can go back and forth and up and down. We just try to make the best of it and have fun together as we cook. So I'll assign and or just he picks something he's going to make and he does it. So
you are the leader in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's very clear.
Yes. It is. Yeah.
In terms of the Salvation Army, you know, we've had, obviously, this is your first run through with us and the holiday store. I don't know if this is an answerable question, but is there anything, you know, based on what you guys have brought in toy-wise or what have you, that you guys are short of? Any needs that are a little more acute than others right now?
No, I think we've been good all around. Just about when we think, oh, we're going to be short on this or that, it seems like it had come through, because usually teens are hard to do and or baby or younger.
Yeah.
But just when we thought, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix? Toys came in that fit that profile. So,
you know what I'm going to do? I think you should rest your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't want to overburden you with too much conversation.
Not a problem.
And so do you split shift it? Will you come back in the afternoon for Reese as well? Or does your husband take care of that?
He's been taking care of it, but now that things have let up a little bit more because we did the bulk of our distribution. So
right. How did that go?
I'm gonna try. It went very well. Being our first time, you just have to be organized. Like, every family has a number and just how you line things up. So it with the organization, it went very, very well.
Now, it's usually a mom or a dad that comes in. They don't like, because they're going to take them home and wrap them and take care of it on their own. They just, are they in a bag? Is that how it works?
So we put them in a bag because we're just stepping in as Santa.
Right.
And so we want them to give them to their family, their children, on behalf of themselves. It's not on behalf of the Salvation Army. It's on behalf of Santa and themselves. So they go in a bag. And if people happen to give us wrapping paper and such, then. But it's for them to wrap up, for them to have and put under their tree or however they, you know, celebrate Christmas themselves, to be able to say.
And so that's the toy side of things.
Yeah.
And you still do a decent-sized meal delivery on Christmas as well?
We do. So that's this week. We will tomorrow, Christmas Eve, starting at 9 o'clock, be putting the bags together with the meal, which includes the meal, like any of us would have, and then a drink and a pie and a roll, and all that goes together in a bag, and then we pack them up according to where they're going and how we have to have them. And on Christmas morning, people will line up at the senior center on 80 Coventry Street, and they are ready and willing to take. Sometimes they want more than, you know, we try to be fair to make sure every volunteer gets to go somewhere, and some are like, load me up, we want to go, and we want to do it. And they give somebody who otherwise wouldn't have a meal, and maybe a Merry Christmas, not they may not see somebody.
Yeah.
And so they get a Merry Christmas as well on Christmas morning.
I know a lot of parents bring their kids or grandkids.
Yes, they do.
It's a family event. To show them what it means.
Yes.
Major Spencer, thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Get a cup of tea right back
there. I am. Thank you. My pleasure.
Major Paul Spencer joining us here. Coming up, we have the folks from IUOE, Local 478. We're talking the big machines. We can't wait to catch up with those guys as always. Huge practice facility, when the ground's frozen, you can't dig up dirt, right? I mean, so those guys are all just hanging back drinking coffee now this time of year.
Racing around the track in a dozer.
I can't wait to talk to them. I just think it's so cool.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.